I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
More talking NFL. The NFL reminds me of a couple of things. Obviously, my childhood, fireplaces on Sunday. And, of course, the NFL Now with Mike Francesa on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Mike did have an unfortunate incident recently, as he would tell us on his Bet Rivers podcast yesterday, because he had this giant bandage on his forehead. And so here he was describing what and how it happened before he would gone to go on with the show.
I took Harrison back to school today, and it was a very cold, windy day. And when I got to school, I was reaching into the trunk to take out a couple of these bags that he had, you know, because he was putting his stuff back in the dorm. And the wind blew the trunk down on my head and cut my head open.
As he actually started smiling, because this did happen, and it made me think, as he got very descriptive about this, what it would sound like if we added a couple of things in.
It was just kind of, you know, Mother Nature. It was very windy, and I reached in with both hands into the trunk, and the wind, it really was a gust. We were kind of on the hill there, and a gust of wind, and it blew the hood down onto my head.
Oh, my God!
You know, we've never seen wind like that ever. I actually talked to a meteorologist the other day. He said that was the windiest it ever been, and especially on top of that hill, because we were on top of the hill, and it was tornado force, folks. This was F5 tornado force winds. So, I mean, you can't blame me for this. And the gash was so big, when I went to the doctor, they'd never seen a gash like that before. You could actually see into my brain. And just amazing. So I'll get it stitched up tomorrow, but on to Aaron Glenn and the Jets.
Oh, my God!
I mean, there's people who, you know, I'd pay as much money for that Paul Skeens card to have watched that, I think.
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah, it's just funny watching him describe it, because he's like smiling through it.
Yeah,
he realizes how stupid this was, but there's nothing he can do about it.
I actually bashed my head open with the trunk of my car today.
You know, but I love when he's like, it's not my fault. He's like, you know, people can do a lot of stupid things. This was not a stupid thing. I did not do a stupid thing. The wind came and I bashed my head. I almost bled out.
Oh, man. It's very funny. Anyhow, a lot of people are crying these days.
I'll get to
Billy Wagner coming up in a couple of minutes. He had an awkward, not the phone call was great, but an awkward moment with his wife, if you will. You had Kirk Herbstreit Now, this is, we're going from goofy to real serious. So he was with McAfee yesterday. I know he was emotional the other night after the after Ohio State won the national championship game. Here he was with McAfee. Why, indeed, he was so emotional?
It was almost like a perfect storm for me. My son had heart failure 2 years ago. They were talking about a heart replacement there for a while. And he had to medically retire. And Ryan Day, I think the gratitude I have for Ryan Day putting his arms around Zach and keeping him involved. You know, he's almost like a GA with what he was doing. And Ryan insisted on putting his arms around him, Chip Kelly, all these guys.
And so you had that, and then he dropped this.
I haven't really talked about this publicly, but, you know, Allie, my wife, faced some stuff. It's been a tough year for me behind the scenes. My wife had got diagnosed with breast cancer. You know, Ben dies. It was just it's a lot of emotion.
Ben was the dog. And apparently his wife was, I guess, right like near him when he was doing this interview. So that whole thing.
So basically he was receiving a lot of criticism because of the way that he reacted to the Ohio State victory. And this clears up a lot of the emotions that he had. Because people were tying those emotions to the fact that he was rooting for Ohio State because he went to Ohio State.
Right. A lot more than that.
And it's a lot more behind the scenes.
And he's done saying that. He said, I just bashed my head in the trunk of my car. It's just really, it was windy.
He did not say
so we got a lot going on here. I'm going to need stitches.
We mentioned Wagner. So he's going to the Hall of Fame with CC Sabathia and Ichiro. Wagner got the call. He did. He almost fell to his knees crying. He was obviously taken back by it. His wife.
If your skin, or honestly your nervous system, feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately, and you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Was next to him. That was an interesting scene. Here was Sabathia, thrilled to be elected to the Hall of Fame, year one of eligibility.
It means everything to me. I mean, just even to go in the Hall of Fame in general, you know, is a big honor. But to go in first ballot, I know what that means as a baseball player, and it's super exciting.
Yep, super exciting for sure. Here was Ichiro through a translator, what it means to him at this point.
I can't imagine that it would get to this point where I would be today. You know, there was a time that I didn't even know that I would be even getting a chance to play in the MLB. And so what an honor it is for me to...
Yeah, I would say so.
Ichi-gichi-ya-ya-da-da!
Yes, 3,000 hits in Major League Baseball, career Major League Baseball average of 311 at the end of his career. Did play for the Yankees, obviously, which is where that comes from. Carlos Beltran did not make it. 70% of the vote. You need 75%. Knicks-Nets last night. It was a tight game as the Knicks led by 10. The Nets came back, took the lead along the way. This game not salted away with this because you did have the Cam Johnson three-pointer for the lead, but this was a big play as we heard Ian Eagle on TNT.
95-92 New York. Claxton hands to Russell. Shot clock is winding down. Russell, he was looking for a foul, didn't get it. Tracked down by Brunson with 1 minute to play. Up ahead, Hart attacking.
OG Ananobi with the alley-oop dunk.
Swag nut Nets.
Ian Eagle on TNT with the call. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Maybe not our best, but we did enough.
We got timely stops. We got some big-time hustle plays. OG was terrific. Josh Hart, terrific. Mikhail, terrific. Cat and Jalen got going at the end. Timely plays. And so just find a way to win. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, he mentioned Jalen Brunson, 17 points, but 8 came during a real critical stretch down the stretch. 99-95 was the final in the loss. D'Angelo Russell, 23 points, 10 assists for Brooklyn. Nets Suns tonight on the Fan at 7:20. Knicks off until I think Saturday night when they play Sacramento. This was a TNT night, and as Shaq can only do, they had Candace Parker back in on set with them. Shaq took note of what she was wearing. And had this to say or do.
Welcome back. Candace Parker in Studio J, everybody.
You're not gonna clap. Here we go.
Cut the music. Cut the music upstairs. Dun 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 dun.
She was wearing a pink shirt.
That means he missed
all pink. He decided just to mock her rather than
pink Panther theme.
Yes. So that was kind of cute. College basketball, UConn beat Butler 80-78 in this game. Daniel Hurley gets into it with the officials. Now, on TV, you can certainly lip read what he said, and he was asked about it in the post game press conference.
TV got you saying something like, "Don't turn your back on me. I'm the best coach in the country."
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we you know, I'm going to sound like an ass here. So, you know, he just, I want some level of communication.
That is great.
That's very funny.
I mean, this guy is the right type of maniac because he wins. I hope he's happy because he always seems like he's nuts, but that's great. Don't turn your back on me. I'm the best coach in the effing country.